Well, 9/11 was a wake-up call for the United States, but the heightened awareness of terrorist threats came years earlier for the State Department. Gentry Smith is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Countermeasures at the Bureau of Diplomatic Security, the department in charge of security at embassies and consulates.
For diplomatic security, in a lot of ways, our 9/11 happened around 1998 with the bombings of our embassies in East Africa. Since then, we focused on equipment, for example, on detection and screening, where we've looked at upgrading our explosive detection equipment, our X-ray machines, walk-through metal detectors, instruments of this nature. Probably the single most effective security measure that we've undertaken is the construction of secure facilities in threatened locations.
The Secure Embassy Construction and Counterterrorism Act of 1999 standardized embassy buildings and mandated that each facility have an emergency action plan. The 9/11 attacks offered more lessons for building better embassies. Bill Miner is the Director of Design and Engineering in the Bureau of Overseas Operations.
In general, our philosophy is to safeguard people, even if it means to, let the building sort of be something that is sacrificed. For example, we design our buildings to have sort of a redundant structural system so that we avoid a catastrophic collapse. A catastrophic collapse is the kind of building failure we saw in the World Trade Center, where it had a sort of a domino effect, one floor falling onto others that then eventually bring the entire structure down. So we try to avoid that by having no one corner or one side of the building totally, the essence of the structure. You can lose portions of the building without having a total collapse.
Since the late 90s, the security standards have turned out buildings that look like fortresses with tiny windows and towering perimeter walls. Last year, the State Department launched a program to move away from these cookie-cutter buildings. The Design Excellence Initiative aims to make embassies look nicer and be more energy efficient without sacrificing security. Miner recalls how people responded after 9/11.
One of my most vivid memories after 9/11 was a whole series of photographs that I saw of flowers and bouquets and remembrances stockpiled in front of all of our embassies all over the world. And the fact that the American embassies became a place that the global community saw as a place to pay their respects to a people who had been wounded. I'd rather think of that memory than some of the others.